Attention listeners, we're excited to announce that AfterSight will be moving to our new office on March 26th. As we make this transition, our services will be down most of the day. We apologize for any inconvenience, but truly appreciate your understanding as we start this new chapter. Thank you for listening to AfterSight.
You're listening to an AINC original podcast. We believe you don't have to do life without a compass. Let us be your guide on this amazing journey. Welcome to Navigating Life with Vision Loss.
Hello, this is Kim Wardlow. I'm your host for NLVL. Welcome. Today is December 10th, and it's a special day for a couple reasons. One, it is Colorado Gives Day. So I just encourage everyone, obviously AfterSight would greatly appreciate any donations you're able to make through the coloradogives.org site. If you go there, you can search for AfterSight to make donations to us, but other nonprofits as well that you're connected with. This is just a great time to donate to your favorite nonprofits, and there's a boost that we will get based on the donations that we receive. So the First Bank is providing a boost of funding as well. So thank you for doing that today. But the other reason it's special is because you only have 2 weeks left before Christmas Eve. So if you're one of those last minute shoppers, maybe you're not nervous yet, but I tend to like to get mine mine done and over with, so I'm not in the huge crowds and things right at the end. So today, our theme is Shopping Made Simple, and our guest is Penn Street, who you might also know from the Blind Chick podcast, another AfterSight podcast. So welcome, Penn.
Hi, Kim. Thanks for having me. I know it's such an exciting day. It's such a perfect day to talk about giving and gifts and shopping.
Yes. So all types of giving.
Yes,
giving
exactly.
Giving to nonprofits, but also, you know, with the holidays, Hanukkah, other holidays as well, you know, folks are shopping. And of course, we shop year round, but this tends to be an intensive time of shopping. And so we just wanted to talk about that with you and maybe discuss some of the challenges that you've encountered in shopping with low vision. And I know you've done both kinds of shopping, and some people prefer in-person shopping, some people mm-hmm. do all of their shopping online, and some do some of each. And I know you've done some of both over the course of your life. You may prefer one or the other now.
Oh, man. There's a lot of shopping can be super duper fun, but it can also be super stressful. And I'm not just saying this because it is Colorado Gives Day, but one of the things that I think is really a great gift for somebody, especially if it's people who, you know, they don't need another sweater or pair of socks.
Right.
And
they have everything.
You know, their heart is pulled in a direction of a certain cause. Colorado Gives Day is actually really awesome to make a donation in their name as a gift for the holidays, regardless if it's Hanukkah or Christmas, however you celebrate this time of year, making a donation in somebody's name, and even a reoccurring donation. So it's being, mm-hmm. so they're, you know, that gift is year round, I think is just such a beautiful thing. I've had friends do that for me, and it's really great. Like, I think that's, and a lot of the online platforms like Colorado Gives is accessible, and they make it really easy. So that's definitely something that through the years that I've learned is an easy, you know, it is shopping, you know, because you want to, mm-hmm. you know, you wouldn't, you know, maybe donate to an organization that's not relevant to your friend or family. So you do have to put some thoughts in it. And a lot of the organizations do really neat things. They'll send like a beautiful card or make a phone call. And so they do personalize it. So,
yeah. And you can even, if you feel unsure and you want to do something along those lines, through Colorado Gives, you can also purchase giving cards. So it's like a gift card. So the person can go online to ColoradoGives.org, and that site runs not, you know, all year long. Yes. So you can go on any time of the year to give donations. So that person could then go online and choose for themselves what nonprofit they'd like to donate to
I guarantee that is much better than getting a Target gift card.
Yeah.
Because you're more likely to actually use it because you know that money is going to go to help somebody. So... and speaking of online, I am a huge fan of online giving. You mentioned a little bit ago, Kim, but this time of year sometimes can be so crazy with the last minute shoppers. So I definitely, if I am going to go to, you know, in-person shopping, I much prefer shopping at the mom and pops, you know, small businesses. Mm-hmm. And usually you can find something that's a little more personal and not so generic. But as somebody who is, you know, very low vision, it's hard to go shopping by yourself. It's not impossible, and it's just for me personally, I find that really, really nerve-wracking. So I definitely, that's a time I reach out to friends or a family member that does enjoy shopping, and my husband is not one of them. My husband makes it more stressful than if I went by myself, but I do want people to know that if you do choose to go by yourself in person, the people working at the stores, they actually really love it when you ask for their help because it kind of gives them a moment of actually knowing guaranteed that they're helping somebody versus just the chaos and being in the zone with all the other shoppers. Usually they argue about, no, I want to help her. because they get to go around with you and have a conversation with you and you get to know them and they get to know you. And it can be a really neat conversation. Who knows, you might make a new friend. Mm-hmm. But for me, that is stressful. But if I am out with like a group of people and I'm like, oh, wait a minute, I want to go in here and nobody else does, I will. But I definitely have to ask for help because I don't have enough vision to look around the store and even find something that maybe will inspire me. Like, oh, you know, Uncle Bob, this would be perfect. Like, I can't see to do that. So right. I definitely have to be prepared when I go out and do in-person shopping. And one of the things that it might not seem, you know, super special, but it definitely works for me is I have two adult daughters that now I have grandchildren. And they actually will send me, it's in a Google Doc, and we share it year round. And they put exact items, sizes, colors, everything on there, and when possible, the direct link to where I can purchase it. And a lot of the online shopping, they'll even gift wrap it for you.
Yeah, that's true.
So they do make it super easy to do that. And that's something that list is up all year long. And then if I'm going to pick that one, I'll just put a note next to it in the document that says taken, you know.
Yeah, so nobody else will buy the same thing.
Exactly. Because they do share it with the other grandparents and family members.
That's great for birthdays and everything then.
Everything. It's a, and my, the grown-ups do it as well. They're not as good as putting the kid things on there, but yeah. But that makes it easy.
If somebody has a hobby, if somebody has a hobby and you know their hobby, but you don't know exactly what they want. Like my husband flies model airplanes. Mm. Well, and he builds them. So I don't know if there's a kit that he'd like, a plane that he'd like, some kind of, you know, accessory thing. I don't know exactly what it is. So even though I'm sighted, it's still super helpful for him to send me a list of like, well, these are, you know, five things that I'd be interested in at different price points with the link, because then I know I'm getting the exact right thing.
Exactly. And I do have several friends that like to do different kinds of shopping, you know, so like there's a tradition that I like to pick out an ornament for the kids every year, and ornaments are really hard to pick out. And to me, they're almost impossible to pick out online because they don't have descriptions or, and even if it's got the size, like, I like to touch them, right?
It's one of those things that they're, you know, they're tactile, and sometimes a picture, even if it has a decent description, you get it. And it's like, oh, that's not exactly what I thought. Or, Evan's talked about musical ornaments that his grandmother had. So if you're buying something that has sound or something like that, you might want to check it out in person.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. And so I have a good friend who also does that for her kids. And so we go together, and also Christmas ornament shops are kind of the worst case scenario for people who can't see, because everything is fragile, right? And it's, but again, like when I go in, it's, I kind of have an idea of what I want, because if I go in and I just have no clue, it gets overwhelming. But if I really put some thought into it, like, okay, we went to Costa Rica this year, and my one grandson saw a sea turtle on the beach, and it was like the highlight of his vacation. And so I'm like, okay, I would like to get him a sea turtle ornament to kind of represent and bring back that memory. And then, so when I go in, I'm prepared, you know, I'm like, okay, this is kind of what I'm thinking. And, so that, you know, I don't have to touch and feel every single in the store. Everything. I kind of have a general idea. So I do go in prepared for sure.
Well, that makes total sense. And that's a good idea too. If you have friends that like particular types of shopping, or they like, I don't know, particular types of stores, that you can do that together. And then it's kind of an outing and something fun to do with a friend or family member. That makes the shopping a little bit more fun.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you have any anecdotes from your own shopping experience, or that someone else has told you that you could share with us that maybe are funny or really good or really bad experiences?
Probably it's more online ordering. It can be really frustrating because even though they send me the direct link, it it's not really my fault, right? Because they put the link on there.
Right.
But there was one, my grandson, who's, you know, well, now he's in middle school. So he was just about to go into middle school. So, you know, he's that 12, you know, I'm trying to be cool age. And he had picked out, I didn't even know it was a thing, but it's a basketball bracelet. And he had picked out one, a very specific one last Christmas that he wanted. And I just clicked on it. And part of it was my fault. I didn't, once I got into the site, it was an independent store site. I should have tried to make sure it was the right one, right?
Mm.
But, or that was at least a basketball bracelet.
Right.
And, well, I just, oh, that's the one he wants. Yep, check out. Yep, go ahead and gift wrap it, you know, da, 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 da. And of course, when I have it delivered to me, because then I like to give it to them. I don't,
right.
You know, and so I got it and, you know, gave it to him and he opened it up and, you know, he was very sweet. Oh, you know, thanks, Nana. I was like, oh, great. And then I always say, oh, can I see it? Because, you know, I ordered it online. I didn't.
Right.
And he hands it to me and it's obviously not
basketball.
It's more of a princess.
Oh, no.
Bracelet. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I am so sorry. And I said, oh my God, you know, and he thought it was funny and everything. Well, he goes, no, it's okay. It's okay. And I was like, no, I'll send it back and everything. And he's like, no, it's okay. But then I did end up ordering him the correct one, mm-hmm. but it took months and months and months to get it because it was really popular. And I think what might have happened maybe that the one he wanted was sold out or something and they just
right. It just suggested
put
something
this
else.
One in there. I don't know. But it was kind of neat because he had kind of forgotten about it, you know, about the basketball one and then, right. you know, oh, I think it was like July of this year. I finally got the right one and we went out to dinner and I was, oh, here I have a present. And we all laughed, you know, about it. So you do have to, even though you get that link, try to figure out some accessible way to make sure that you're getting the actual thing that you think you're clicking on. And
right.
especially when they wrap it and everything, because, you know, it never occurred to me that I needed to check it when I got it home. But,
right.
But you
well,
do.
And that brings up a good point, too. So online shopping is convenient and folks can give you the links, but there are unique challenges
yeah.
with online shopping, too. And you just mentioned accessibility. I'm thinking that could be an issue with some sites.
Yeah.
What do you see as the biggest challenges online?
Yeah. Most sites are not screen reader friendly. And there's some sites you actually are forced to use an app to use.
Oh.
You know, some of the big ones like Temu, Amazon, those. And mm-hmm. so if you do, and most of the apps are not accessible. And to either a screen reader or low vision, because if it's an app, you can't magnify it.
Mm,
and
right.
so it's, again, you know, it is the world we live in. And so I just, you know, I try to use my computer when I order online because it is more accessible than my phone.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I can do things like take a screenshot and then for me, because I do have, if I blow it up really big, I can maybe make out that I'm ordering the right thing. But it takes a lot longer for me than it would my, you know, somebody who is sighted. So unfortunately, you know, even with ordering online, a lot of times you do need to ask somebody who is sighted to help, just to double check you're not ordering a princess bracelet when you want a basketball bracelet.
Right. Right. Well, and especially if you're used to using a screen reader and you don't have your vision doesn't allow you to just magnify.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. And it's a bummer, but it is the world we live in. You know, another thing that I love to do is for friends and family that are close by is I love to bake around the holidays. Mm-hmm. And that's something that to me is completely accessible. You know, you find out, you know, if there's any dietary restrictions, but there's so many creative and fun ways to make, you know, a loaf of cranberry bread or make, you know, Christmas cookies or gingerbread houses or whatever creative thing, you know, you want to do, and then put together, you know, little plates or baskets or boxes. People tend to get more excited about receiving that than, again, you know, a sweater, a pair of socks or something like right. that. And also, they know that you spent time and energy and you poured your love into it. Or, you know, like Kim, I know you knit, you know, so I'm sure you do that for close family or friends. You know, I feel like you don't need to spend a ton of money and resources that you may or may not have during the holidays on those family, or do something with them. I know we're talking about shopping, but you know, there's lots and lots of things that go on during the holiday seasons, like choirs or church services or movies. There's lots of holiday movies that come out, and a lot of the smaller theaters show the old movies, and they're usually really inexpensive. Like, so give like an experience versus, you know, again, ugly sweater or a pair of socks.
Right.
And I actually do like getting sweaters and socks. I don't have anything against those, but, or, you know, or do something for somebody, you know, like go for a walk or take their pet for a walk or, you know, go sit with them or, you know, whatever it is. It's like we put all this energy into this time of the year on buying something and wrapping it and putting a bow on it, where in reality, the season is about giving. And there's so many ways of giving that have nothing to do with going to the mall and spending money. So
that's true, especially if people are close by. It may be a little bit more difficult if people are quite, you know, far away. Although,
yeah,
you know, you can still send a box of cookies or something.
That's true. So. That is true. That's true. It might be getting a little too close to Christmas.
To do that, yeah.
I know.
Yeah, then you get into the whole mailing thing, or you're FedExing your cookies, and they become gourmet because they've cost so much for you to ship.
Exactly.
They're expensive cookies.
Exactly. But we all, you know, there's a lot of tools that we have. Like Be My Eyes or Ira, this is a great time of year to use those. And those are, you know, Be My Eyes is free. And it's like you have your own personal shopper. So you can definitely rely on apps like that. I've definitely have used Be My Eyes when I was shopping by myself for my sister. You know, she told me kind of specifically what she wanted, and I was able to use Be My Eyes for them to locate where in the store the item was. And, you know, they told me what colors were available and, you know, and I could show them the size. So they helped me pick out the size and everything. So we do have a lot of tools now that we didn't used to have even 5-10 years ago that, you know, we can be as independent as, you know, we want while we shop. And the same things with, you know, looking up recipes or reading a recipe that's not accessible, that, you know, things like Be My Eye, Seeing AI is another good one. So there's lots and lots of help with that, too, that we didn't used to have.
Yeah, especially if you're shopping on your own, to be able to have kind of that assistant in the phone that way.
Yes.
But it's a person that's helping you. So that can be super helpful, especially if you're shopping for something for the person that normally goes shopping with you.
Yes, I know. I know.
Or, that's, you know, sure. Maybe they get to pick their own gift or something.
Yeah, I know a friend of mine uses Be My Eyes. She likes to do special Christmas cards with photographs, but of course she can't see to use them. So she uses Be My Eyes for, and they help her pick out which picture to put on the Christmas card, and even the font and the sayings, you know, all that kind of stuff. And so, like, she's creating it because she has it, like, in her head, like, how she wants it to look. But they help because the app itself isn't that accessible. So, so you can, you know, rely and use these tools and still be independent.
Yes, definitely. Well, and that's part of the advocacy. We'll actually be covering that next year on NLVO in one of our topics and one of our series. But, you know, when things aren't accessible, just letting people know, letting the creator of the software or the app, you know to try to promote folks providing that accessibility.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So there's so many tips and options and things. Penn, how do you suggest for people, you know, to think about, there's all these different things they could do to personalize strategies for themselves, because some may work better than others for folks. And sometimes you don't know until you try something. But sometimes, like, you don't have to feel like you have to take all these tips and try every single one if you know that your style is, you know, a particular way, trying to be able to personalize it a little bit for your own personality and the way you like to shop.
Yeah, absolutely. I think any time when you're using new technology, and it doesn't even have to be technology. Maybe this is your first holiday that with vision loss, you know, or maybe you've lost some vision before, but now it's worse. It's also okay to just let your family and friends know, like, hey, I'm going to show up this year, but the whole shopping thing, gift giving thing is too stressful for me this year, but I would like to spend time with you. I really, really want to stress this time of year is not about who is giving the best, biggest gift. It's not about that. There's so much more we can do this time of year. It's about spending time and just being there and showing up. So if your gift is showing up, that's huge. And if your family and friends can't accept that, I would maybe, that's a different conversation. But it's to be honest with yourself about your stress level and even your skill set at this moment in your life. But it's also to be honest with your close family and friends, you know, because also with vision loss, it can be stressful because you're learning all this stuff, you know, and just the learning curve is so high that it's just not worth it being stressed out. And so, but it's also a great time, like if you've never used Be My Eyes or Seeing AI or Aira, or maybe you're learning Braille, you know, maybe that's the biggest thing you can give this year is brailing out, you know, Happy Hanukkah or Merry Christmas on cards for your family or friends, whatever it is that brings you joy, in gift giving and shopping and what's going on right now, that's the biggest thing, you know, is what's going to bring you joy in that giving. Because if you're stressed out and it's not fun, it's not truly a gift. And so, that's my advice anyway. is.
Yeah, and just to give yourself a little bit of grace if things don't go quite as, you know, quite as you planned, or something you ordered online doesn't arrive on time. Or, you know, these things happen to everybody. But just to give yourself, you know, yourself a little grace, or who knows, you might have a funny story to share with your family and friends from your experience at a store. So just trying to enjoy the holidays with those that are close to you.
I do think that it's a big deal that you do something for yourself. It's not being selfish. This is the season of giving, but you also have to give to yourself. So whatever that is, you know, like if it's a peppermint latte or maybe there was a sweater or a pair of socks that you've wanted, you had your eye on, or whatever it is, we have to take care of ourselves during this season too, not just everybody else. And maybe that's just, you know, you got a house full of people and you're feeling overwhelmed. Just say, you know, I'm going to go, you know, for a walk around the block, or I'm going to go sit upstairs for a few minutes just to take a deep breath and take care of yourself for a few minutes.
That's great advice, Pen. Well, thank you for sharing all these different tips for shopping, both online and in person, and being able to incorporate maybe a friend or family member or on technology to get help to be able to make that shopping experience a little bit better, but also just remembering really the meaning and the reason for this season and giving of yourself, not just you know what you've put on your credit card or spent on somebody. To really focus on that time together as well. So thank you so much. I hope you have wonderful holidays.
Yes.
And thank all of you for listening. Thank you for remembering that it's Colorado Gives Day today, and for donating to AfterSight or another favorite charity organization. And we hope that you're able in these last 2 weeks before Christmas to not stress out about your shopping, but hopefully have a good experience with that. Or maybe decide you're going to make something for folks, or that gifts this year are really just gifts of time with each other. So we hope that all of this information has helped you to live your life with vision loss, and have happy holidays.